Blog Talk Radio.
Award presentation on May the 19th
in Vegas. So isn't that awesome? Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Congratulations to his Royal Badness. And his sister, Tyka, had been really talking about how awesome. I haven't heard not a negative review whatsoever regarding his open rehearsals that have been scheduling. And, wow, tonight is the third night. Is it the last night, or is he going to add? Because I hear that he might be adding dates. Because this is his rehearsal, open rehearsal, because, you know, a band by the name of Fun is utilizing Paisley Parts right now. And also Paisley Parts studio is under renovation. And if you was watching The View when he had announced his performances in Chicago, he and Rosario Dawson, they were talking about, too, how he was renovating Paisley Park and so on. But the band Fun has been rehearsing there. So Prince and his band decided to rehearse at the Dakota Club and restaurant. So they've been having a jam of a good time. And that's just amazing. So happy. It's a good sign, huh? You all know I've never been to a Prince concert. Never. Me and Prince have known each other. Never met since the 70s. Never met in person. You know, we've met mutual friends and family, and of course I've met a lot of Minneapolis sound artists and musicians and proteges, but we have yet to meet in person. I just wanted to share that with y'all, some of you that are like, well, y'all never met each other, so we do know each other, we just never met in person before. And, you know, just let what happens, you know. But I, honestly, I have had plans to go to a Prince concert, but never made it to a Prince concert. But, you know, what is, right? But you know what? But I'll be in school, I think. I'll be in school in May. But you know I've been wanting and planning. One cousin Linda and I to go to Las Vegas. Well, I've been wanting to go for ages because Linda's been there many times. But, you know, Vegas. I'm wondering, should I be planning? I'm thinking, okay, I think Prince is going to finish some shows in Minneapolis, like in the summertime. So I'm thinking if I start school next month, so it's going to take me 6 months to, I'll be graduating right before my birthday with my institution license. And so I was thinking, okay, so maybe I'll trick myself to going to Minneapolis then. I supposed to be my gift after I graduated from high school, so look at it many, many years away. But then, like, okay, maybe this is my time to go to Vegas for the Billboard Awards. But I'll be in school and stuff like that. But we'll definitely be watching it on television. And I know it's going to be an awesome honor. Wow, wow, wow. But we need to talk sports. Because on Sunday, we're going to know who's going to be crowned AFC and NFC Kings. We will know who will be going to the Super Bowl. And they have announced that Alicia Keys will be performing the pre-show. And we all know that Miss Diva Beyonce and her bandmate Destiny's Child will be reuniting for this halftime show. So that is going to be, I know we have other things to watch. We have the Pro Bowl to talk about and the Senior Bowl. And then soon after the Super Bowl, there's All-Star Weekend in Houston. So, like, wow, awesome. Well, let's listen to some music and talk sports and talk other things. You can call in at 714-409-0614. We celebrate your birthday on today. Happy birthday to you. It's almost over, but you got the weekend. And if you celebrate your birthday on yesterday, like the First Lady, happy birthday to you also, okay? So let's have some fun, okay?
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deco Double G. And you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE. Radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
here's Jay-Z, well, with his friend Kanye West. Click.
Ain't nobody fucking with my
coming up. Alicia Keys will kick off the Super Bowl with the national anthem, and that should be awesome. Been a lot of new hires throughout the NFL. Also, one recent new hire is with the Colts. The Colts' OC, offensive coordinator job, goes to Pep Hamilton. NFL Network's Albert Breer reports that the Indianapolis Colts' open job for offensive coordinator goes to former Chicago Bears quarterback coach and Stanford offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton. This news comes just hours after the offensive coordinator for the Colts, as it appeared on an unofficial site, but it's official. He's been hired. And also there has been some other jobs, new hires, and here's something interesting about Ray Lewis. Conference championship game matchups. Will Ray Lewis's retirement tour get one more stop? And there's an article about that. I'm in this NFL group, and they're posting a lot of official news. And the Chargers to hire Wisenhunt as defensive coordinator. The Chargers are set to make a solid hire at the offensive coordinator position. It's Adam Schefter of ESPN is reporting, and this is as of yesterday, that Ken Wisenhunt become Mike McCoy's OC. Wisenhunt was fired by Arizona on New Year's Eve, and so it looks like he has a new job. And also, Seahawks Bradley to coach Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars hired Seattle defensive coordinator Gus Bradley as head coach on Thursday, the latest move in the team's rebuilding project. And Jaguars hire Seahawks D.C. Bradley as new coach. Jaguars hire D.C. Bradley as new coach. And also, Bears will bring back defensive coordinator Rob Marinelli. The Bears' new hire, Mark Trestman, is making moves and will be to not bring back defensive coordinator Rob Marinelli. Reports say that the Bears won't be bringing Marinelli back as defensive coordinator for the 2013 season. And Chip Kelly says that I always wanted Philadelphia Eagles' job. The Eagles' new coach has landed. Chip Kelly arrived in Philadelphia on Wednesday night, but he didn't bring with him the answer to why he changed his mind about staying in Oregon. So that's their new coach. And, you know, still, this is what's been the big news this past few days is Manti Te'o's situation with the deceased girlfriend. And is he breaking his silence this weekend regarding that? But Super Bowl, February 3rd, so awesome. Okay, let's see what other news we have. Just checking out. Okay, well, this is this Wednesday. The Bears tap Trestman, former CFL Coach of the Year. Chicago Bears ended their search for a new head coach on Wednesday morning when they made a decision to bring aboard Montreal's Alouettes head coach, Mort Trestman, as the franchise's 14th head coach. An NFL source confirmed. And then, let's see. You all know this, but this is like an update because we talk Sports Friday every Friday with a little speckles of Sports Talk daily. Broncos part ways defensive backs coach Ron Miles. The Denver Broncos are looking for a new defensive backs coach after reportedly deciding not to bring Ron Miles back for the 2013 season. Miles' unit struggled mightily in Saturday's playoff loss. Wow. And have you all heard that I've been seeing this all in the press and received emails last night that Tiger Woods would like to marry Elin again? They send it on Extra, receive emails, send it on, you know, everywhere. I thought she was engaged, but that's been a while, huh? So, wow. And that he's offering her, like, a lot of money also. And that she would like more. I mean, these are just reports. I mean, what do we know, right? That's between them. But what's been reported is that she would like more for a cheating clause if she decides to remarry him. You know, but, you know, wow.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Marvelous Assassin, Some People.
Come on, people, tell me.
I've been at the bottom, so all I see is.
Oh, wow, yeah. And I'm just enjoying the music, too, and chilling. Oh, here's True God. True God will be returning real soon. And on Monday, Alatino Brown of L.A. will be on, I guess, on Monday morning for Motivated Monday.
True. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, heart spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to Damina. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes.
It was fed with these games, all this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies, we won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders and lifts. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Latino Brown of Los Angeles, one of my favorite Facebook BFFs, male BFFs, online communications plus, and also his awesome cyber university and cyberspace Facebook pages also. He has a lot to talk about on Monday when he gets early Monday morning, 5:30 a.m., 3:30 West Coast time. But big shout out to all listeners, because you all know often California listeners call in also. So it's going to be an interesting conversation discussing his life as an entrepreneur now, after working many years in corporate America. So it's Motivating Monday, so it's going to be a fun one also, because he's going to encourage us, talking about his life as a devoted husband and father and grandfather, and just amazed at what this is. A product of UCLA. I think he graduated like 1980, and he would be discussing if he knew what he knew now, you know, after working so many years in corporate America, and now always busy doing his humanitarian work and promoting his business online, Communications Plus. So he's going to break it all down to us and talk with us about what his services entail and all that good stuff, okay? So be sure to tune in, because always fun to listen to the stories of each and every guest, caller, you know, those of you in the chat room. Always a learning experience, and it keeps me motivated, and I'm quite sure it keeps you motivated also. Here's Austin Brown.
Now Now my heart is getting critical. She makes me change my whole world so we can stay by each other. Now I'm calling you, but it's not enough. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I needed you most?
Love foreclosed. are closed. But the sign up is over. Come on. Ain't nobody home. That's what the sign says. No access tonight. No fun. You know nothing hurts as much as a love for clothes. Solitary tale of a broken heart exposed. Nothing hurts a man like a love. Just another case of just another case of
enjoying the chat room and just enjoying this late night of version, early morning version of Sports Edition. The live stream is over, so if you want to call in, too late, but it's not too late to chat in the chat room. Okay? Again, thank you for your support and your love. I know I could play Extreme Woody forever. with Ford and the Foundry. I know, I'm just enjoying it. It's late night, late night here in the States, but of course, early morning and going into evening time in other places.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
I love the PSAs. Be sure to send in your PSAs also at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Here's Terry G. What's up, Paris, France?
I realize all the love you bring to my life. After time, I realize nobody can take your place. You give me all when all is gone. Give me strength when I lose my face. Open my eyes when I was blind. My heart broken when you don't listen. I want you back to me now, 'cause I need you for the now. Come back in my life right now, 'cause I can't live without you. I want you back to me now, 'cause
Kerry G, Paris, France. Take him out. Oh, my God. I love his music, his dance music. I've always loved dance music. Oh, man, I'm going to add more jazz. I am one who, I love instrumentals, but I also love jazz. I'm going to add more jazz tunes also to the playlist. So you jazz artists, for those of you that love jazz, you know, let me know, you know, what type of jazz you love also. I have my type, but then also I want to make you happy also by playing what you want to hear also. But nothing like hearing like an old school jazz tune or new jazz tune, right? I know, right? I have new Twitter followers. So shout out to my new Twitter followers. Let's see who's following me. Let's see, the 49ers Crabtree is questioning a sexual assault case. Oh, my God. I wonder what's going on with that. So that's like breaking news from KCRA.com. That's the, one of the local stations. In Sacramento, and this is the 49ers Crabtree is questioned in a sexual assault case. Wow. So McKevy Solutions provides business resources, business consulting that helps a small business owner protect and grow their business, giving peace of mind. Is a new follower of mine tonight, so thank you for following me if you're listening. I always have amazing people networking with me and following me on Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and also Instagram also. So, wow. Cousin Linda has been sending me some awesome emails I see tonight. And then also from the Fairview Inn, in support of Jewish Cinema, Mississippi. There's an email, Jewish Cinema, Mississippi, 2013, January 23rd to 24th, and 26th through 27th. Join us for a celebration of Jewish and Israeli-themed independent films. All showings, I talked about this last weekend, all showings will be held at the wonderful Malco Grandview Cinema located in beautiful Madison, Mississippi. And the Jewish Film Festival at Malco Grandview Theater in Madison, Mississippi will consist of My First Wedding on January 23rd at 7:15 p.m., A Bottle in the Gaza Sea, January 24th, 7:15 p.m., Hava Najila, the movie and live klezmer concert, January 26th at 7:15 p.m., and Remembrance, January 27th at 3 p.m. You can visit Jewish Cinema MS for Mississippi .com, okay? Jewish Cinema MS .com. And also tickets, visit Jewish Cinema MS .com also to purchase your tickets. And sponsored by the Beth Israel Congregation right here in Jackson, and the Jewish Culture Organization at Millsaps, okay? So that's just a good reminder because I have talked about that event coming up. I remember it was going on when a friend of mine and I checked out Red Tails last year, but that was like in early February. Also, how are your New Year's resolutions going? Here are some notes I have received from NAF. I am a member of NAF, National Association for Female Executives and Entrepreneurs, and they're making announcements and talking about opportunities, and also there are tips about regarding 5 ways to conquer time and make it your own. I'm going to share some of the information that's in NAF's current news and notes newsletter dated for January 17th. Announcements and opportunities, legislative victory for female entrepreneurs, the Women-Owned Small Business Federal Contract Program, known as WOSB, got a big boost several weeks ago when caps on contract awards were removed. The amendment to the FY13 National Defense Authorization Act was accomplished in a large part by the efforts of women impacting public policy, which fought for the WOSB for 11 years before the legislation was implemented. And you can go on and check more of that info out. If you're not a member of NAF, be sure to visit NAF.com. If you want to know more about NAF, visit NAF.com. Also, NAF is a coalition partner of WIPP. NAF members can sign up for a free coalition partner membership through WIPP.org and receive WIPP's monthly e-news, general alerts, and regional meetings and event invitations. And WIPP is the acronym for Women Impacting Public Policy. So I need to go ahead and sign up so I can receive information also from them. Okay, then there is the, I am heterosexual, but anybody that knows me knows I'm a big proponent of the LGBT community. I have many friends. If I don't know where I would be if it was not for some of my friends within the LGBT community. So NAF is also announcing a free LGBT mini workshop on January 23rd. Participate in a free online event about employee resource groups for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender workers and other stakeholders offered by Jennifer Brown Consulting. Sign up for LGBT employee resource groups, a frank discussion. There will only be 80 seats available, and it's important for you to RSVP. Staples tweet all kinds. And I'll refer back to them and tell you more if you're not on the website right now. Staples tweet up contest. Win a $100 gift card from the Linden Office Superstore by following Staples on Twitter. You can enter up to 5 times a day. The deadline is January 31st, 2013. And visit the website for more information. And then there's the free salary wizard from Muster.com. Wondering what you're worth on the job market? Give Muster's Salary Wizard a spin to research salary ranges based on occupation and location. I've seen that on Muster.com. And then there's the NAF Career Center. A new year brings new opportunities. Now is the time to post your resume and view available job openings with NAF's brand new resource center for job seekers. See? So, you know, that this NAF is really cool for most women. Network news, attend, and I'm definitely getting more active. I've been involved with NAF for like 20 years, but I definitely need to get more active within NAF. Attend this month's meeting of NAF Atlanta on January 22nd and learn the 5 components that make up your FICO score and the credit strategies to use in order to improve each component. For more details, phone 404-913-NAS. Okay, there are tips within this newsletter, and it is called 5 Ways to Conquer Time and Make It Your Own. And many of us that have set new goals and are reset goals and resolutions, managing time better, I know, is like up there with losing weight. And just being the best that we can be, right? So let's see what is said about 5 ways to conquer time and make it our own. The editor of NAF News and Notes is Paul Damiano, and she writes, Faith Baldwin, a 20th century American novelist, once wrote that time is a dressmaker specializing in alteration. In 2013, my resolution is not simply to manage time, but to conquer it and make it my own. Here are 5 nuggets of wisdom that I have found helpful. Make time to read them and reap the benefits. So if you're listening, listen to me. And if you don't visit the website or sign up for the newsletter, re-listen to the broadcast to hear this. Ditch the smartphone. The surprising tip comes from Forbes magazine, which advises using a pencil and paper instead. That's one thing I love, paper and pen, pencil and paper. You all hear me sometimes when I'm doing the show and my Android don't want to act right. I'm like, you know, my good old pen and paper works all the time. According to Forbes writer Travis Stephan, nothing beats a good old-fashioned notebook and pen. Exactly. Oh, I love notebooks and pens. It's clunky and annoying, inconvenient, and therefore difficult to ignore. It's worse for everything from to-do lists to notes from class or lecture. The physical act of writing something down makes it more memorable and therefore more likely to be acted upon. Okay, stop driving yourself nuts, nagging unfinished tasks. The acronym NUT, NUTs, can literally drive you crazy. The Xerox Corporation's informative website warns that perpetually putting off an unpleasant task can influence your entire outlook. Their advice, when something stays on your to-do list too long, pull up your socks and get it done. Or allow yourself to permanently let it go. Then there's focus on the present. A meditation instructor, she writes, always counseling me to stay in the moment and not waste mental energy on the past, which can't be changed, or the future, which is unknown. The folksy Will Rogers put it another way. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today. This idea was echoed by NAF's 2012 International Achievement Award winner, Elaine Sharnitsky from MassMutual. Her advice, be efficient and effective with your time and focus determinedly on your task. Don't allow distractions to steal your valuable time. And you sign up for the newsletter, or you visit the website and check out the newsletter. These tips go into more detail. Time box your activities. You know how to block out a finite span of time for a meeting, right? Do the same thing for your solo tasks and personal activities. Reward yourself when you stay on schedule. When you don't, subtract the overage from your favorite enterprise. And then there's don't tolerate tardiness. Exactly. If you're perpetually late, just stop it. It's rude, it's unprofessional, it's incredibly egotistical and immature. It kills me when I'm tardy even to broadcast the show. I'm one of those people who shows up 30 minutes ahead of time, 45 minutes ahead of time. I am, really. In some cases, an hour. If you are always on time but others aren't, make it your mission to reform them. Let them know that your lateness isn't appreciated and is no longer acceptable. Of course, you'll use varying degrees of finesse depending upon whether it's your boss or the teenage kid who cuts your yard. But when one person's late, it makes everyone late, and we don't have time for that. And then also for your benefit, take a minute to log on to the NAF benefits page to explore all the valuable opportunities that come with your NAF membership. Okay, and then there are upcoming events also on the NAF calendar. Webinar Everywhere, January 23rd, 2013. Join WIPP and author Dr. Susan Coleman for an informative webinar titled A Rising Tide, Financing Strategies for Women-Owned Firms. Participants will be provided with a toolkit of financial strategies derived from interviews with successful women entrepreneurs. And then there's Webinar Everywhere, January 25th, 2013. NAF member Maria Marsala and Elevate Your Business invite you to a one-day event to grow your financial advisor practice or small business using an innovative six-step business and marketing planning system. And then there's Atlanta, Georgia, January 26, 2013. Here's a delicious event, the Chocolate and Connections Car Clinic for Women, Car Buyer, an automotive education and marketing resource. We'll host this enlightening, informative event for women. Go to NAF to view our ever-expanding calendar of events for opportunities around the country. The new search function makes the calendar even more useful and accessible. Use the event submission form online to let us know about events in your area. Events submitted for the website will also be considered for the NAF News and Notes. twice the exposure for one listen. Okay, more information about the event in Atlanta. The event will be at New Hope Enterprises at 970 Jefferson Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. And again, the event is Chocolate and Connections Car Clinic for Women. Car by Her is car-by-her, an automotive education and marketing resource will host at the light and informative event for women. Participants will connect, hear from a panel of female experts, and enjoy chocolate while empowering themselves to take control of their car life. Designed to help women ease the car stress and gain confidence while on the road. Door prizes, demonstrations, and refreshments include. Register at carclinic.eventbrite.com. The time of the event is from 1 to 4 and the cost is $20. And the contact name and telephone number is for Sharondi Glover, 770-210-0726. And the website is www.car-by-her.com. And the address is Sharondi, Sherondi, at car-by-her.com. Okay, so that seems like an interesting and fun event happening in Atlanta regarding NAF. So it's pretty cool. So, well, I mean, I'm sharing this with you because the email came in while I'm on the air, and I thought it would be good to share that with you. And, again, you're probably saying, again, what is NAF? And, again, I am a member of NAF and have been a member for a long time. Again, the mission statement for NAF is the National Association for Female Executives, one of the country's largest associations for women professionals and business owners, provides resources through education, networking, and public advocacy to empower its members to achieve both career and personal success. About NAF, the National Association for Female Executives, NAFE, was founded in 1972 and is one of the largest women's professional associations in the United States. The organization has a rich history of providing education, networking, and public advocacy to empower its members to achieve career success and financial security. Members are women executives, professionals, business owners, and others who are committed to NAF's mission, the advancement of women in business. So the Andra NAF Top Companies for Executive Women list and NAF Women of Excellence Awards program. We recognize the standing work done on behalf of the advancement of women. NAF also offers to Women of Excellence interview series, NAF Leadership Summit, and NAF International NAF. The NAF Top Companies for Executive Women recognizes corporations and nonprofit organizations that have moved women into top executive positions and created a culture that identifies, promotes, and nurtures successful women. The NAF Women of Excellence Awards is a national program that celebrates the achievements and accomplishments of NAF members in their careers, businesses, and communities. Women stand out for their vision, courage, compassion, proven ability to succeed, and their helping other women to progress in their careers. The NAF Women of Excellence interview series offers interviews with the winners. These innovative, creative, and successful women tell their personal stories, share ideas, and provide mentoring to fellow NAF members regarding tenacity, leadership, motivation, ingenuity, and overcoming obstacles. The NAF Leadership Summit in cities around the country offer inspirational speakers along with training and skill-building components designed to increase tools and applicable strategies for high-potential, high-achieving women looking to make the most of their careers. INAF was launched internationally in 2005 with our first global INAF conference in Canada. Our global conferences have continued in Sao Paulo, Brazil, 07, and Johannesburg, South Africa, 08. We are pleased to bring our INAF initiative to Shanghai, China. they brought that in 2011. NAF President Dr. Betty Spence has served as president of the National Association of Female Executives since 2001. She created the annual list of NAF top companies for executive women, a benchmark for corporations on women's advancement that emphasizes women in profit and loss positions as the pipeline of top management. Betty also founded and chairs the NAF Roundtable that brings together America's most senior corporate women to work on strategies for advancement. Betty came to NAF from Catalyst, where as VP Communications, she wrote, "Be Your Own Mentor, Advice from Corporate Women on Propelling Your Own Advancement," published by Random House in 2001. She has been quoted in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post. She wrote for film and television as well as for the Los Angeles Times. She holds a PhD in English and used to teach literature, film, and women's studies. She serves on the board of the Girl Scout Council of New York. And also, you can contact Roseanne Natal, Communications Manager and Producer, at Roseanne, RoxanneNatale, at NAF.com. Roseanne Natal created the Women of Excellence video interviews, where past winners share personal stories and tell what they've learned from their experiences. And you can watch all those videos also on the website. She has also produced many corporate videos for Working Mother Media. Some other projects Roseanne has pioneered is the NAF Job Board and the NAF Discount Health Program with Carrington.com. Paula Damiano, NAF newsletter editor, you can email at Paula, PAULADAMIANO, at hotmail.com. The NAF headquarters is located in New York at 2 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 116. So I just wanted to share that info with you. So remember, there's NAF meeting, there are the webinars, and then there's the in-person event, Chocolate and Connection, which is scheduled for Atlanta. So go ahead. If you're not a member of NAF, go ahead and join NAF. You won't regret it. You really won't. And then you can like the Facebook page and follow NAF also on Twitter, okay? So, you know, since I'm on air and that email came in, I just wanted to share that. Oh, a council stuntman is in the hospital after an onset accident. So sending prayers to him also. But in regards to that breaking news story regarding Crabtree, we need to learn more about that, do we not? Most definitely. I'm receiving all kind of emails, but we want to talk. We want to talk more sports before the time run out. It's almost time to conclude the show. So let's see. Just checking out. Oh, Amy Jo Behrman is having an Audition Edge workshop on tomorrow. Those two spots are probably gone now. She sent me an email wanting to know if I was in L.A. She's having the Audition Edge workshop tomorrow. And for those of you attending, have fun. It's going to be a one-on-one work that will not only tweak audition techniques, but to finely tune extraordinary levels of brilliance. But you also shift your energy and mindset and show how to let go of some of that nasty baggage that keeps your career from moving forward. And there's going to be some major moving and shaking going on. So those that are in town, if you're in town, you're ready to get serious about booking more than ever, come on. But that was earlier today, and so she was talking about it was only two slots. But you can check out Amy Jo Behrman at Audition Polish. And also, she's a casting director and entrepreneur, and she worked for like 14 years of HBO casting. And also, you can like her Facebook page also. Wow, she's amazing. I love her teaching. I know she's just amazing to work with in person. So that's interesting. And I know we're going to talk about Prince, believe me, tomorrow at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, or today. Later today, we're going to talk about the winter storm that happened on yesterday, and we're going to talk about the Prince rehearsal, Prince MPG and his new bandmates' successful open rehearsals happening this week. So they're probably ending. They're probably jamming now, getting ready to end. I don't know what time these jams been about 7 minutes long, 70 minutes long. I was reading where Prince spooked his audience last night, like after 25 minutes, he pretended to be ending the show, and really had about 70 more minutes left. So. But both nights I heard it's just been amazing. So that's good. So I'm just scanning through emails right quick. I haven't received my highlights for today in history, so that'll be doing the show later today. Wow, 24/7 Wall Street has another article called The 10 Most Counterfeited Products in America. We'll talk about that in the near future. And also definitely wanted to talk about the coaches, because, you know, I've been profiling the coaches since September. So definitely need to complete profiling the coaches, the NFL head coaches. Okay. So today, so yes, Friday in history. So celebrity birthdays yesterday was actor Jason Segel, How I Met Your Mother, he turned 33 yesterday. Bobby Goldsboro, singer-songwriter, turned 72. Mort Messier, Hockey Hall of Famer, turned 52. Martin O'Malley, Governor of Maryland, turned 50. David Tell, comedian, 48. Jesse L. Martin, actor, Law and Order, 44. Kevin Costner's 58th birthday was yesterday. And in highlighting history on the 18th, the World War One Peace Conference opened in Versailles, France. 1778, English navigator Captain James Cook became the first European to reach the Hawaiian Islands. 1782, lawyer and statesman Daniel Webster was born in Salisbury, New Hampshire. 1788, the first English settlers arrived in Australia's Botany Bay to establish a penal colony. 1862, John Tyler, the 10th President of the United States, died in Richmond, Virginia at age 71. And in 1871, William I of Prussia was proclaimed German Emperor in Versailles, France. And in 1892, Oliver Hardy of the comedy team Laurel and Hardy was born Norvell Hardy in Harlem, Georgia. And in 1904, actor Cary Grant was born Archibald Leach in Bristol, England. 1911, the first landing of an aircraft on a ship took place as pilot Eugene B. Ely flew onto the deck of the USS Pennsylvania in San Francisco Harbor. In 1943, the Soviets announced that they had broken the long Nazi siege of Leningrad. 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry was arrested for drug possession in the FBI scene. In 1991, financially strapped Eastern Airlines shut down after more than six decades in business. 1993, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was observed in all 50 states for the first time. In 05, the world's largest commercial jet, an Airbus A380 that can carry 800 passengers, was unveiled in Toulouse, France. And in 2012, they have 2013, the first director of Peace Corps, R. Sergeant Shriver, died at age 95. Wow. A year sure went by fast. So, wow. But again, there's a lot to talk about. Best of Smart People, talking about 15 ways to boost your calcium intake. Denise Austin is talking about 7 signs of a heart attack. I'm doing my best to prevent a heart attack. Living healthy and being healthier. But then there are people that are in picture health that have heart attacks. So, you know, we just have to pray. Again, thank you, Kush Guru, for following me on Twitter, a lifestyle expressions brand for city stores throughout the world. So thank you, Kush Guru, for following me. I appreciate everyone, each and everyone that I network with, from MySpace to Pinterest to LinkedIn to Twitter to all over, really. So play a couple more songs and go ahead and conclude the show, and we'll be back on at 4 p.m. this evening to celebrate the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Just talk about a lot of entertainment, lifestyle, music news, and focus on winter, this deep south winter storm that we experienced recently, and also the amazing, a lot of Prince news. And I know, and also, you know, we're going to be talking about other entertainment news also, but I know a lot of people all want to know what's going on with Prince. And I've been telling you all 2013 is going to be a big thing. When it comes to Prince and Paisley Park Studios and all that, right? I have been telling y'all, and that Chicago concert was just the tip of the iceberg. You know what I'm saying? So if your city really wants Prince, you need to let Prince know. Hey, Prince, come to my city. Come to my region. A lot of people flew out to Minneapolis this week from different places around the world, especially within the States, to see Prince. Those tickets sold out like in 15 minutes. Wow. And the club and restaurant that he's been performing at is a very intimate club. And the capacity is 275 people. And so people are really up close and personal. And anybody that knows anything about band practices, That is like exclusive. There are some of the biggest names in media, I can tell you and guarantee you, have not seen Prince in a rehearsal. Honestly. Because from garage bands to big names of the likes of Prince, Madonna, Janet Jackson, it's a no-no. So that is just amazing that he decided to have an open rehearsal of that sort, and then in such an intimate venue. So that right there, you guys that got an opportunity to see this, that's history, honestly. But it would be cool if he would do that, like when he go to certain cities, wouldn't that be cool for him to do that? To have like intimate side sound checks and different or open his portions of his sound checks to the public. I know. It would be so cool. Here's Ed DeVos Jr.
Did I
Multi-talented like his dad, L. DeBarge, but L. Jr. is so awesome also in his own rap, and his dad is so supportive. I mean, it's like they seem like they just have an amazing relationship also. So that is really cool to see. You know what I'm saying? But here's another one by L. DeBarge Jr. Live.
Even about your name, said it couldn't be. Yeah, no, I heard you the first time. Cause that was a lie too. Start one way, end another.
You've been at it for a while. Let you walk, let you talk, them and let you smile. Don't know why I even tried. Sex was good, but we went in the bed all the time. I only spoke a little bit, missed me with all the little shit. Everything you gave me. I don't like the feel of it. All we had, girl, you're killing it. I know how to deal with it.